Could you explain what happened? The goal was given. We all went to tip off. And 3 minutes later, it's changed. Do we have VAR here? I don't think so. Right? The linesman said he saw something, according to the referee, but he didn't flag. He walked back to the halfway line to tip off. Right? No, I'd never go on and look, it's not sour grapes in any manner. Cork deserved to beat us in the second half, and well done to them. But I think the time has come where, you know, you've got to take a bit of criticism if you're getting paid to be a linesman out there, because there's a little touch of more than just getting a decision wrong. He bullied the fact that he was right. I don't know why he didn't flag, lads. Can you explain it from where you were? We looked at it again in the video at halftime, and to be fair, it wasn't a foul. Yes, we wished the keeper very well. He went at it head first. Our lad went at it with his foot. Yeah. He nicked it past him, and we're 1-0 up.
Yeah, the right? General feeling was that it was a 50-50.
Correct. Yeah, but look, don't get me wrong. It's the fact that the goal was given. We all went back to centre, and then because of the injury to Lean, and again for the third time we wish him well, they decided to change their mind. You know, I felt the referee should have been stronger. He had a better view of it. The linesman, he was convinced, obviously. Look, the supporters on the bench did their job, to a credit to Cork, you know what I mean? Joe and Neil did their job. We'd have done the same, you know, to try and get a goal disallowed. And that's exactly what they did. However, the second half, Cork deserved to win it. And well done. It's not sour grapes in any manner. And I'm not blaming the officials for us if we get relegated. But it needs to be said. I bit my tongue for 7 years. And what happened there tonight, and the explanation from the referee, is first class. He's an honest to goodness lad. Hugely disappointed with the manner of the linesman when I asked him to explain what happened, and unfortunately that didn't happen. You know, no, I don't want you to make a meal out of this. We've lost 1-0 to Cork, and well done to them. And that's what it's about. It's about Alec Byrne tonight. You know, it's not about me. It's not about the linesman, or it shouldn't have been. But it was a huge turning point, lads, and there's all pint in pretending the elephant isn't in the room. But look, we'll batter on. Thank God that wasn't the last game of the season. That, you know, if he got relegated on that, lads, there'd be windows broken. You know? But yeah. Look,
you got frustrated, right? You got a yellow card in the end, was that?
Yeah, it's a follow on to which I don't want to go into that, Trevor. I need to get the video evidence of what happened there, and I need to be very careful on that one, because what was gestured to me, I need to get evidence of. And I don't really want to go into too much depth in that, but it would be the same person that we had spoken about or addressed here earlier on. But look, he had a bad night, so had we, to be honest. However,
you had chances during the game.
We did. We didn't take the chances, Trevor. You know, Carroll had a chance in the first half. We had a good goal disallowed. Dither Webster had a great chance in the end. Alex had a great chance that was taken off the line. I think Charlie Fleming got back to take it off the line. I'm not quite sure how he managed it. But look, in the second half, Cork wanted it more, and congratulations to them. We're not blaming the referee here. We're blaming them maybe for a lack of manners, is what we're blaming them for.